Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. I'm really excited because Barbara Hardy is back with us today. Barbara was with us last week. She's going to be with us every Monday at this time throughout the rest of August and into September, in fact, most of September. You're going to find her really fascinating. I find her fascinating. Her story is fascinating. And I want to tell you a little bit about her. Now, there are a lot of people listening who didn't hear the show we did last week. So for the benefit of those who are not familiar who Barbara Hardy is, I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. I'll just start off by telling you she has a practice she called Angel Connections. That's right, Angel Connections. We're talking about connecting with angels. And her practice has a statement. And her statement is to help people connect with their angels, connect with their spiritual self, as well as their guardian angels and their spirit guides, to help people connect spiritually, to reach ascension level, to find inner strength and peace, to improve their health and relationships, to attract abundance, that means prosperity, which is good, of course, to release and let go of negative energy, which causes a lot of stress and problems, and to improve the quality of life through spiritual awareness. Now, these are all the things that she does, and I want to point out that she is on the level. This lady has had a magnificent career. She has been in the corporate world. Let me just tell you a little bit about her. She describes her story as being one of someone who stumbled into connecting and working with angels by accident. You know the saying, ask and you shall receive? Well, she worked in the high-level, high-stress corporate world for 30 years. One night after she had had a very extremely stressful day, she went home and she called out to God in a very arrogant tone of voice, which was her frame of mind at the time, and asked for help in finding inner peace. She really didn't know what to expect, if anything, but she put the word out there and then forgot about it. Little by little, she says she was led to spiritual topics, angels specifically. And eventually, she says she was like a sponge. She couldn't get enough information. She read a lot of books. She went to classes. She joined a weekly meditation group, and she got hooked. And to make a long story short, she says God answered her prayer, and she now possesses inner peace. She worked with the Angel Kingdom for about 3 years, and it was all about her. She wanted to receive information just for her own benefit, not to tell anybody about or to share with others. The saying about public speaking being a fear worse than death was her truth at that time. But then, in 1995, the angels gave her the name Angel Connections for her business and said it was time for her to share with others what they had shared with her and what she had learned. And she promised them she would do that. Then when they pulled their energy away, fear set in, and she didn't keep her promise. She says the spirit world is so much smarter than we think we are. And she actually says Jesus came to her in a meditation one night and asked if she would do him a favor. Now, she's an ex-Catholic, and naturally she said yes. And she says they knew that if I gave Jesus a yes, I would not renege on that promise. She left the corporate world and then went full-time into doing angel lectures and then alternative connection expos. And even though she started out only by lecturing on angels, they gave her an expanded number of topics that she talks about, all of her self-help programs, spiritual programs, and they include things like connecting with the angels, healing with the angels, manifesting with the angels, the subject of ascension, and then the path of the soul, that is reincarnation, and the journey through past life memories with your higher self, soul attachment, that is releasement, and then soul's purpose, which is life's mission. She says her life has improved tremendously since her connection with the angels and the archangels and her higher God and the ascended masters. It's something all humans are destined to do in their own divine time. She fought it for many years because of her old religious system, But she says it makes such a difference in our life when we believe, trust, and know that we are not alone. We are all one with God and with each other. That is Barbara Hardy's story in a nutshell. She is fascinating, she's amazing, and she's back with us. And I'm really glad to have her back on the line with us. She lives in Tolland, Massachusetts. And Barbara, welcome back. How are you today? Nice to have you here again.
Thank you. It's so good to be back, and I thank you for that wonderful recap of what I do. You did it great.
Did
better
I do
than
okay?
I could have done it.
Okay. Well, you wrote most of it, so that's good to know. I should point out you offer workshops for people on a variety of spiritual topics, such as connecting with the angels, healing and manifesting with the angels. A lot of things are these may be things people don't understand, but, you know, through the course of talking with you over these next couple of weeks, we will definitely get into this. But there are some things that really have attracted my attention about what you do. I know you go on trips. You go on cruise ships where you give readings on cruise ships. You are obviously you're a psychic. And you reach out to angels, and you're the main point you made to me the other day, we all have angels, and the angels are around us, and they're here to help us, and that's a fact. Is that right?
It's a fact, yes. And what people don't realize is, even though they're there, I've had people say to me in my lectures, well, if God knows what I want, why do I have to ask for it? Well, the angels are assigned to help us and protect us to get us through life a lot easier than we do stumbling around on our own. But if we don't ask for their help, they can't just come forward and extend help to us because they see us struggling. The only time they can come forward and help us out in a situation is if it's a life or death situation and we're going to be hit by a Mack truck and we're going to die and it's not our time to die. They can rescue us from that. But other than that, this is why it's so important to ask. They're there. They've been assigned to us. We've put them in our contracts. So just keep asking. When I was first told that I could ask, I thought it was like Aladdin's lamp. You get three wishes and that's it. So all day long I'd be thinking about at night when I meditate, I'm going to ask this. And then by the time I sat to meditate, I had eliminated everything thinking it wasn't important enough. And finally my angel said, Barbara, there's no limit on how much you can ask for, but you do have to ask. So now I think they're sorry because I ask constantly, not just for me, but for other people too.
Tell me how you go about connecting with angels.
Well, for me, it was meditation, but, you know, I can be driving in the car and, you know, if they want my attention, they'll give me the full body goosebumps. But I just, you know, I just mentally throw out a comment to them and wait for a response. Sometimes I don't get it directly. Sometimes somebody will be talking to me in a conversation, and they will not knowingly, but they'll give me the answer that I asked my angels for.
Well, I'm asking you for the benefit of those who've never done this or who have never been to a class with you or you know, been a client of yours. But when someone does become a client, how do you go about instructing them the proper way to communicate with one's angels?
Okay, again, to quiet the body and the mind. The body's much easier to quiet down than the mind is, but I had a hard time with quieting my mind, and it's that monkey chatter that goes on. It doesn't stop about all these little stupid things that you got to do that are not that important. So my angels told me when I got frustrated with the system, they said, it's the ego part of you that's coming front and center. It wants to be your everything. It wants to give you the answers, but it doesn't have the answers that we do. So give your ego a responsibility that you're going to meditate for 10 minutes, an hour, half an hour, whatever. Give your ego a responsibility that as soon as the meditation is over, you want the ego to remind you to do something, whether it's to take a shower, take the garbage out, take the dog for a walk. Just give the ego something that will please the ego, that it's got a responsibility to do something to help you, and it will quiet. For me, that system worked. But again, quieting the body and the mind in a meditative state is the best way. And the deeper meditation you can get into, in other words, more relaxed you can get, the higher level light being you can connect with. That's how I got to connect with Jesus and the archangels, because I meditated every single day.
Is it like praying? Do you talk to them and ask them if they're there? Can they hear you? I mean, is it kind of like that? Do you do it out loud?
I have it two-way, just like I'm talking with you. Not everybody has that. Some people, like John Edwards, who was on had his own TV show, he would get symbols in his mind's eye, and he would interpret what those symbols were. That was too cumbersome for me. So when I was becoming an ordained minister, part of the process was you had to be a medium as well as a healer. And the mediumship part, when I was training for that, the woman who was teaching it said, just tell your guides how you want them to talk to you. And I said, okay, so mentally I put the message out that I want you to talk to me as if you're sitting right here in front of me and we're having a two-way conversation. And so all of a sudden I started getting messages in my head, like words, like you and I are exchanging words. So I didn't have to see symbols and colors and try to interpret what it was. That, to me, you know, there's too much room for error with me with that system. So I'd rather have them just talk to me directly. And sometimes I was getting information that wasn't correct. This was for myself when I was just getting information for myself, and it wasn't correct. Mm-hmm. So I would get mad at the angels. Wait a minute. You told me something that wasn't true. How can I trust you? And they said, that wasn't us that told you. And I said, well, who was it? Your ego. And I said, well, how am I going to know the difference? And they said, when the conversation is, if you're getting conversation in your mind, I, me, my, that's your ego talking to you. If it's you or your, it's the angelic or outside of you realm. So the information isn't coming from your ego. It's coming from an entity outside of you. So that's how I got groomed to do what I do.
Well, I know you do so many different things, and people come to you, clients come to you. They come to you to try and get in contact with loved ones who've passed on. You do that kind of work, right?
Not necessarily loved ones. With loved ones, what I do is if someone's lost somebody, they want to make sure they are in heaven, I can check on that. My guide will check the records as to see if they're earthbound or if they're in the resting area or if they're in the light. If they're in the light, that's great. They're fine. There's no problem. But if they're in the resting area or earthbound, that's where my work comes in. I've been trained by Jesus and Archangel Michael to counsel those souls, to get them from being earthbound or in the resting area, to get them into the light.
What do you mean when you talk about the path of the soul?
Okay, that's when we're on the other side, we're in our energy body, and we decide, okay, I think I'm going to go downstairs there, and I'm going to try to do some work. And so we make a decision, we're going to take on a physical life. We have a lot of help up there. So we have a council of 12 ascended masters. Now, they are like Jesus would be an ascended master, a Buddha and Muhammad and all of those Christed figures. They would be ascended masters. So we have a council of 12 and one archangel that help us create our plan. So in our plan, we select our spirit guides first. Now, spirit guides have had physical lives before. They might be family members of ours, but they decide to stay on the other side and, you know, help us to do what we're supposed to be doing down here. The next thing we do is we select whatever life lessons we're going to be challenged with. And what we do is we go into our life book of records up there in the Akashic Records, and we see what we've accomplished in other lifetimes and what still needs to be accomplished, and we put those in our plan. Then next we select our guardian angels. And the reason we always select the guardian angels after our life lessons is because depending upon how difficult our life is going to be by the lessons that we've chosen to go through, the number of angels that are assigned to us is different. So if we're going to have a quick and easy life, it's just one angel. But everybody has at least one. But I've got two. The majority of people I read for have two. A few have had three. But the maximum amount that one human can have is five guardian angels. And Hitler, when I asked Jesus, give me an example of somebody that had five, he said he had Hitler. So I thought, okay, I don't need five. I'm happy with the two that I have. But then we choose our gender according to what we're going to be doing in life. We choose our body type and our personality, the geographical location we're going to be in. Then we make agreements with other souls who are going to be in our plan. And those contracts are with individuals like our parents, our children, our spouse, even sometimes our bosses at work or friends. We have contracts, so they're going to help us to learn our life lessons. And sometimes those who give us the hardest time and the most heartbreak in our life, they're sacrificing part of their life being in comfort to be able to do the things that push us onto our path to do what we need to do. And that's hard to understand, but that's what happens. We also, adoption is part of, you know, a lot of people have abandonment issues with adoption, but adoption is part of our soul contract. Saint Germain had given me this information because he said, it doesn't matter who brings you into the world, it's what you do when you get there that counts. And he said, so many humans are using a lot of good time and energy on Earth by being into that abandonment issue. It's not abandonment, something it was agreed to by that individual on when you were making your plan. Then we do our final soul contracts with everybody we had agreements with. And then not all situations in our life, but we go through a dress rehearsal. And I used to think deja vu meant a past life, that something happened in a past life. And even though you have remembrance of it in this lifetime and you've never been to a place or with a person before, I thought it had to do with past lives. But once I learned that we do a dress rehearsal on the other side with certain individuals, I now realize that that's triggered, that memory is triggered, and this is why we're having a deja vu moment. Then we say goodbye to our soul group family members, and then the soul is to connect with the physical body. The spirit guides are the ones who escort, not the angels, but our spirit guides are the ones who direct us to the portal, the gateway from the higher realms to Earth. And what most people think is that the soul enters the physical body of the baby upon conception. No, no, no. It enters the body just a short time before birth or up to 3 months after birth. If it decides it doesn't want to come down at all, then the physical body of that baby has to die. That sounds cruel, but the physical body needs a soul in order to be able to experience physical life. So
what we're talking about here is someone who has passed on to the other side, now coming back to Earth, right?
Right.
And when they come back, do they always come back in the form of an infant, or do they come back, you know, as an adult?
Oh, what a wonderful question that was. I wasn't going to get into this, but you're more advanced than I thought you were. What's happening now, because the planet is ascending into higher vibrations, so in order to accelerate the human experience, there is what is called a walk-in. So if someone is here in a physical body, say they're 35, 40 years old, their body's still in really good condition, but they have only put 35 or 40 years in their contract, their soul will exit. But another part of their soul will come into that physical body, known as a walk-in, but it will have its own contract. So when this happens, many times relationships, like if the soul exiting had a family, there will definitely be a divorce in that family, because the new soul coming in doesn't have that bonding connection that the exiting soul did have. So sometimes, yes, they do come in as humans already here on Earth.
So they're taking over somebody else's physical body, right?
Right.
Amazing.
But there's such a thing as an attachment. That's someone who has passed on, stayed earthbound, and then they piggyback on somebody who is living, and they kind of, like a vampire, suck off their energy. There's no contract when that situation occurs. There is a contract with a walk-in. But there's 12 parts of our soul, because our soul is massive. And so for one part of the 12 parts to come into the physical body would not be able to take all 12 parts at the same time, because it can only take one part. So the one part that is having the experience and is done with their experience, it can go to the other side and another part can come in. Now, that can happen either during a traumatic situation like a car accident or an operation, or it can happen during sleep time, the exchange of the souls.
Wow.
And usually the family members around them know there's a change because the new soul isn't acting the way the old soul did, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are a lot of people hearing this are saying, "Ah, I don't believe this. This is just,
I don't blame them. I didn't, but I got this information from really good sources, and it was my curiosity, because I know I'm down here in a human body, but how did I mm-hmm. come about? And then when I learned I had contracts and soul agreements with people and karma, I thought, well, how did I know that I even had that? So I was like one of those little kids that keep asking questions, how annoying they can be. Well, I was that way with spirit, but my information is coming from the higher level light beings, such as Jesus. He calls himself Sananda as a higher self, and Archangel Michael are two of the main ones. But I also work with Saint Germain and Mother Mary and Lady Nada and others. But it's all curiosity on my part, and sometimes my clients will ask questions and think I got the answers. They think I know everything, and I don't. And I'm happy that I don't, because I love learning new things. So if I come across something I don't know, I'll sit and meditate, and I'll reach up and I'll ask, okay, I need to know what about this and what about that.
Let me ask you, what is your goal with your practice? I mean, you know, your practice is called Angel Connections. Is your goal to make people aware of all of this that goes on that they right now don't know a thing about?
Yes,
or what?
My goal is, because I was totally oblivious to all of this, and little by little, spirit kind of led me to meditation, and then little by little, they were giving me little bits of information. And I've gotten 3 books. I'm working on my 4th one with information that they have provided. So my goal is, I know how I struggled and how unhappy I was with life, with all the challenges. It just seemed hopeless. I wasn't depressed or suicidal or anything, but I just wasn't happy with life. So I want to be able to let people know that they have the same ability to do what I'm doing. It's just that they have to put a little bit of effort into it, so they don't have to have struggles all the time. It's just that when I'm not sure of something and I reach up and I ask, I don't always get an answer right away, and the delay is usually for a reason. And then when they do give me the answer, it makes more sense. So if they give me an answer that I'm not going to be able to wrap my mind around, they hold back and they just don't say anything.
Yeah.
But that's my goal, is to help people to know that they can make their life better. And basically, this is what we need to do. We need to get back in touch with our God self, and we're training to be gods. That's something that's a little bit advanced information that most people don't know. We've always been told there's only one God. And here I'm telling people there's multi-millions of gods, and we are training to be one of those gods. That's what planet Earth is all about. That's why it was created.
Wow. Yeah, that is pretty hard to understand.
I know.
Some
I
people.
Know.
Yeah.
It took me
no
10
question.
Years to understand some of this stuff.
What
so
the books?
I
just wanted to ask you. You mentioned you've written a number of books. You have. You've created one called Creating Heaven on Earth: A Guide to Personal Ascension. You wrote another book called Soul Releasement, and another book called Darkness. Where does it come from? What's the main purpose of these books? Again, is it to educate people about all of this world they're not aware of?
Yeah, well, yes. And again, when Spirit told me I had a contract to write 6 books, you know, I made that contract on the other side. I thought, well, gee, I never wrote a book before. I don't know how to go about doing this. But 99% of most of the information is channeled. Every once in a while, I'll throw a personal experience in there, but most of it is channeled. So it's something that Spirit wants to get out to the general public. So they're using individuals such as myself, and many others are doing the same thing. So the purpose with the Creating Heaven on Earth, because I was dealing with angels, I thought my first book was going to be on angels. So I said to Jesus, you know, there's so many books out there already. He says, yes, that's right. That's why that's not one of your missions. He said, creating heaven on earth. So that's what we humans are here to do, to connect the lower vibrating planet with a higher vibration of heaven and meld those two together so that you can be here on a physical planet and be as if you're in heaven. So you won't have the stuff that we're seeing on the news now with the running over people with vehicles and all the terrorism and all the stuff that's going on. We'll be able to live in peaceful coexistence but have the physical world instead of
Wouldn't
just being
nice?
In our... Yeah. So that's what the goal is for planet Earth.
I was going to point out the fact you have a bunch of CDs out there in which a lot of this, I presume, is explained. There are at least five CDs that are out there about angel connections. And these are all, anybody wants to find out information about them or get them or learn, about them, they're available at your website, which is angelconnections.com, angelconnections.com.
Yes.
There is so much here and so much that a lot of people I know, are hearing this and saying, golly, where is, I don't know anything
crazy.
About this. Well, I'm trying to be polite, but yeah, they probably are saying this woman's out of it. But you're not. Again, you have a legit background, 30 years in the corporate arena, and then you got out of the corporate arena to really focus on this, and it's changed your life. I mean, your life is totally different now than it was, not too many years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, much, much better. And, I don't let the little things get under my skin like they used to. And it kind of makes me feel sad when I see people struggling like I used to struggle. And, what I do is usually when I see somebody having a hard time, I just ask the angels, see that person over there, and I'll give a description of what they've got on and what they look like. And I don't know if they need your help, but it looks like they do. So if you can help them in any way, because, again, we have to ask. They can't just go ahead and help somebody because they need it. Somebody has to put in a request. So I put in requests for people I don't even know. It doesn't matter if they look sad. And they can use an angel to help their life be better. There's no harm in my asking for that.
And does it work generally?
Yes, yes. And talking on the phone, people will call and they'll be all depressed and the end of the world is coming for them. And, I'll just talk about the angels and the different things and tell them that I'll ask that extra angels be assigned to them temporarily so they can get through their issue they're dealing with. And they, when they get off the phone, they say, oh, thank you, I feel so much better now. So whether they do or not, they say they do. So that makes me feel good.
Obviously, it makes you feel really good because you've helped somebody and they don't even know it. And you're doing your thing, And
right.
That's really your goal. That's exactly what you're doing with your life right now. You're here to help other people, and in the process, you've helped yourself at the same time. Barbara Hardy is our guest. As I pointed out before, Barbara's going to be with us every Monday during the remainder of August and on in through September. You'll miss one day, Labor Day.
Yes.
And you can find out more about Barbara, again, by that great website, angelconnections.com. Angelconnections.com. That's where you can – and you communicate with people too, don't you, Barbara?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yep.
So if they want a session, either a releasement session or, a reading session, I'm available via phone for that.
Very good. Very good. Well, as usual, as it was last week, this has been another fascinating session with you, Barbara. Thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. Barbara Hardy, folks. Nice to have her with us. What a fascinating lady. What a fascinating subject. Pretty amazing, don't you think? I can tell you this. I think it's fascinating. Absolutely. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. Bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.